What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Out of the Hat. I'm your host, DJ The Clutch, sweaty and all. Here are my main guy.
$1 million tie was popping to everybody.
Yeah, man. So I hope you don't have nothing, because it's been like 2 days.
I don't have nothing in as far as like that shit. I do have one thing. I didn't mention it last week. Well, yeah. Episode dropping this week. Whatever. Anyway, so by the time of this recording, we'll have done Settle the Score Volume 2, hosted by Beat Champ and Fresh and all that. Still getting my little battle rap, cameraman bag and everything, you know. So, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate those that have came. Shout out to those that didn't come and weren't supposed to be there. Because there's supposed to be some people that ain't got no business being there. But we know. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to everybody that showed love and support. I'm glad everybody did come. The more people that came, the more money got in my pocket. Yeah. So put it that way. Yeah. I'm just going to lie right now because, I mean, obviously, I didn't attend yet, but it was a great event. It was good. You know what I'm saying? Niggas showed up, showed out. I saw some great battles and all that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, thanks for the love and support. Stay tuned for the next call. It'll be up in June. We'll give you all the developmentals and details coming up. If you haven't already, go to the Settle the Score Facebook page and all that shit. Like I said, go do that so more people come, more money I get paid.
It sounds like you got two different state of minds going on right now.
I might. Also, there may be a little surprise on that card.
Okay.
We'll talk about it off mic.
But you just fucked up my two state of mind things because we got
I apologize.
Mr. Kansas City.
Mr. Kansas City is crazy.
Is back from two different states.
This is funny too. No. Not just that. Last episode, I had a tie. Finally. Had a tie on the pod.
Yeah.
Now you got DJ again.
I got another DJ. So we back to back with two ties and two DJs.
Hey, two ties and two DJs. Hey, that dope, though.
Yeah.
Welcome back, young brother.
Man, how y'all doing, man?
Good. That's good.
For sure.
Little tired right now, but you know, we make the work. Hey, man, work.
Shit. I mean, I'm not tired. I can't speak for you. You know, I know I ain't go to the gym, suck my dick, but still.
That man been pushing iron, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's the only iron he gonna push.
I don't mind taking a walk.
Oh my God. No, we not doing this.
Man.
No.
We
not doing this on this particular episode. We are not doing this on this particular episode. No. Stop. Right. I'm telling you. Stop.
It was there.
I don't give a fuck.
It was there.
Stop right the fuck now.
Some steals don't need to be borrowed.
Anyway, glad to have you here, sir.
Glad to be here, man. Gotta be here. Glad to be back. You feel me?
What you been doing?
What's been going on?
Y'all don't want to see all this shit.
I mean, shit.
Niggas out here shooting out at parades.
Man, hey, it is wild in Kansas City, Missouri. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to clarify that. Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas get a little wild too, but they ain't been on no bullshit like Missouri have been. This past few Super Bowl runs, you know what I'm saying?
So Missouri be having the parades, not Kansas.
Yeah, Missouri be having parades. You gotcha. Go downtown Kansas City, Kansas, then you might see some
bodies.
You might see some Memphis heads walk around too. You never know.
Hold on, wait.
I'm just saying that. My niggas got meth in Kansas City.
Oh, meth. What?
I just found out that meth is like a cheap drug.
Yep. Very cheap.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Very cheap. I mean, shoot, the cheaper drugs be the ones that get you rich. Hit you and get you richer, shit. Mm-hmm. For sure.
But, yeah, it's a mess.
Now, you trying to be Walter White or Jesse Pinkman?
I don't know neither one.
I'm
lost.
Breaking Bad, bro.
I'll be broke bad. Broke bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man. So did you go to the parade?
I thought about it, and see, the crazy part about that shit is I was about to go to the parade, and then earlier that morning I had cracked my phone. And I said, "Fuck, I gotta go fix my goddamn phone. I ain't going to that damn parade." So I get my phone fixed. You know, I get it ordered, and I go home. As soon as I get home, they say it was a shootout of parade. I said, "Oh,
Fuck.
Yeah, God. I said, yeah, that was a blessing in disguise.
Saved by the phone.
Yeah, saved by the crack phone. I mean, I had to pay about $60 to get that motherfucking fee, but it's all good.
Yeah, that's $60 better than losing your life.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's crazy. Yeah.
What the fuck? So we gonna talk a little football. Cause I ain't gonna talk a little football.
For sure, let's go. Let's do it.
So you at Kansas City, a city of champions.
Yeah.
But you go for a city of losers.
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
With the Bears.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, and then you lose a great quarterback. Well, I ain't gonna say a great. You lost a really good quarterback in a bad situation.
Yeah. Not only did he lose, we took them from y'all niggas. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's still a fan. Yeah, oh, man.
They can do shit with him. Yeah. They can do shit with him. Well, I don't know, though.
We'll see how this Russell shit
they might
go
they'll do something better than what the Bears did. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, both sides of my family from Chicago. That's why I root for Chicago, you know, teams. You know what I'm saying? I don't really root for the White Sox. But I mean, I want them to do good because they're from Chicago. But
at the time of this recording, the Bulls will be out to play in, by the way.
Pretty much.
Bulls. Hey, look, I'll be the first person to say the Bulls suck. But, you know, I love them. You know what I'm saying?
I hate it so much because that team got so much potential.
So much potential.
If they was healthy.
It's Zoe and Levine. I'm saying, fuck him.
Shoot, I be forgetting
on the roster, bro.
Bro, Levine, I got a hate-love relationship with him.
He hurt, though.
Yeah.
The dog walk.
He just ain't want to play with him. Walk. He want to be in Chicago no more.
He don't. That's really what it is. I really think he, like, that. Like when they was finna trade the nigga, oh, I'm hurt again. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just a whole bunch of bullshit.
But also, he riding that contract, too, because he just got that contract. Bulls should never sign that shit, bro. So.
I'm gonna get my bread too.
But back to these sorry ass Bears. Because, you know, I feel confident in my team next year.
Oh, for sure.
How you feel about having? Do you really want Caleb Williams or you prefer
Jaden
McDaniels?
I would prefer Jaden McDaniels, but I mean, if we get Caleb Williams, long as we put some people around him and get an offensive line that can protect him, I think he can be decent for us. You know what I'm saying?
Decent ain't gonna get it, but
I mean, shoot, we got to roll with the punches whoever they pick. So, I mean, they already got rid of Justin Fields. I mean, I feel like I understand why they got rid of Justin Fields because financial reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But
they ain't want to pay him.
Yeah, because like after next year he's up for a contract.
This is his second.
Second or third season?
This is fourth, going on fifth.
God
yeah.
Damn,
yeah. That's how rookie contract goes. Yep. The first 4 years.
No, I didn't know he was in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
He been with the Bears for 3, and he going on his 4th year, so this will be his last year of his rookie contract.
He came in with sunshine, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and they made the playoff, what, 2 or 3 out of 4? 3 out of 4 times, something like that. But, yeah, they want to pay that boy.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna make us pay him.
That's crazy. They gonna keep riding on, y'all got him for a turkey sandwich. So shit.
No mustard.
No mustard. No mayo. No lettuce.
Because like, I remember when I saw this.
Wheat bread.
I'm like, what the
wheat bread?
Wheat bread. I'm like, y'all what the fuck, bro?
Man.
Like, how in the hell did they pull this
shit off? Bro, I was watching. I mean, you talking about, man, look. Person dying, that was me. I was like, God damn, bro. I was saying, y'all build this team just to trade my boy and go to a somebody that ain't been proven yet. So, you know, it's all good. We're gonna see where I go. You know, if Caleb Williams come as a 40K yard thrower, then I'll shut my mouth. But I don't see that happening. You know what I'm saying? I don't see that happening.
You got to have a line to protect.
It is what I'm saying. But we got some potential linemen, but we need some people like, and we need to build around the draft, I feel like. So if we do go with a quarterback.
What you would need, because I feel like, I don't know y'all line like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if y'all had like some rookie like linemen, because they fight for something to prove.
Last year, they fight
for a country.
Last year we got a lineman, Darnell Wright from Tennessee. He was the 10th pick. He's solid.
See, that's what I'm saying. You gonna need them rookie linemen because they trying to get their money.
Exactly.
See, them old niggas who got their money, they really
are.
They one of the top 3 highest pays on the team.
For sure.
The offensive linemen.
For sure.
So, they paid. They don't care about shit else.
Now, you said earlier that you ain't worried about your team.
None at all.
You sure?
Positive.
Who your team again?
Cleveland.
Okay, yeah. Because I know you root for Kansas City, too, a little bit.
Oh yeah, I love my homeboy.
Yeah. My homeboy, the GOAT. Man, you gotta come out here there and get to go.
But I don't want to be on myth.
Hey, I'm about to say, because they might be moving out of Arrowhead Stadium. So,
for real?
Yeah, because people are tired of paying tax on that shit. So they talking about moving to the Kansas side. So and I live on the Kansas side, so I might have to move to the Missouri side when they do that shit, because I ain't trying to pay tax on that shit either. So, so.
But yeah, I ain't worried about Cleveland. Like, what we did last year.
Well, for one, it really don't make much of a difference, because Deshaun coming back,
mm-hmm. We got Mr. Crab Legs.
Then your man back up. Then your man's coming back, mm-hmm. too. Nick Chubb coming back.
Mm-hmm. Chubb, yep. Yeah. Nick Chubb, man. I done had that boy in my fantasy for 3 years straight.
God.
Every time he gonna do it. Every time.
Only team I'm worried about is in my division. Them goddamn Ravens.
Yeah, them Ravens, yeah.
Ravens.
I was just gonna say, like,
boy,
our division really ain't like the scariest.
What? What?
I'm talking about
the AFC
sick.
North.
You are sick.
It's the North, right? The AFC North. You talking about North, right? You are sick.
We mid. But I'm kind of
y'all on the come up.
Y'all the only one, though.
Y'all on the come up, and y'all still make the playoffs. The only
one. Wait, who else over there? It's us,
the Browns, Bengals, and Baltimore.
I'm writing the Bengals off already.
You tripping?
What?
I'm writing them off already.
You tripping?
With Joe Burrow?
Yes.
You tripping? He's sick. He don't watch football.
I'm writing what?
Them off. He don't understand football.
I'm writing them off, bro.
I mean. They still got Joe Burrow, Jamal Chase.
They lost Higgins. Their running back.
Oh, to my Mixon.
Yeah, they lost their running back.
The smart thing about NFL teams, when they lose somebody, they gonna get them back in the draft. You know how many good running backs in college?
In a lot draft? Of them. Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Every year it's gonna be a different nigga. How many niggas you seen get receiving yards this year? Let's say goddamn Detroit for St. Brown. You don't know what fucking school he came from. But he had over 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah. Yep.
So it don't matter. Like,
then you had two running backs that had over 1,000.
You gonna find niggas in the draft who hungry. Yeah, exactly. And they gonna make some noise. Yeah,
exactly.
So finding a running back ain't hard. That's why they don't like paying these niggas.
Yep.
Cause you are replaceable.
They really don't pay running backs.
No.
In comparison to other offices, but they really don't pay running backs.
Because everybody raised the eye when the Bears signed Swift for so much money.
Yeah.
So.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
But honestly, to me, in my opinion, I feel like if I had to worry about any team in our division, it's probably Baltimore, though.
Ain't no probably. It's Baltimore.
It's definitely Baltimore.
Like, everybody else ain't like.
How definitely do you Baltimore. Stop Baltimore?
Now,
man, that option gonna be stupid.
Option gonna be crazy, bro.
You gotta worry about Derrick Henry in the ball or Lamar pulling the ball, and now the whole defense is playing up. Now you got receivers.
I was saying they got Mark Andrews back.
He wasn't going nowhere.
But I'm saying he was hurt.
Yeah,
you know, but he last season. So
they still got Zay Flowers.
Yep.
That boy nice.
Look, I don't care.
They really loaded on offense. Yeah. We already know what the Baltimore Ravens defense.
If I'm a receiver, bro, Derrick Henry got signed, I'm going to Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The main thing is they talk about, he don't like passing the ball because it's a running team. It's a running system. Like, bro, get him a reason. Like, they going to be a reason to throw it now.
Yeah, get him a reason to pass the ball.
It's going to be a reason to throw the ball. That's they can try to blitz every time. And that's dumb.
Because now you got to worry about Lamar running or goddamn Derrick
Henry. Man, that nigga can be back-to-back MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Back to back MVPs.
That's not a bad take.
No.
Back to back MVPs.
That's not a bad take.
I think we're wasting enough time on this.
For sure.
Go on.
You been here. Been a while, but you
been
here.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
I got you. Okay, now that Kareem's record is on the verge of being surpassed.
Well, at the time of this recording, it's been passed, you know.
Okay, what do you think is. Like, what do you think is next likely to be surpassed? Will's 100 points, Bill's 11 rings, Jose Calderon 98% at the free throw line, Scott Skiles 30 assists, or Elmore Smith 17 blocks a game.
I'm gonna say 17 blocks might be as hard as I think. I don't know, the way Wimby playing, bro.
Oh God.
I think he can get like 20 blocks a game, bro.
Might get 20, bro.
I'm gonna say that. I don't even know if Scott Skiles 30 points, 30 assists a game. That's hard.
That was in Orlando.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he was a 1990, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know. I'm going to say 17 blocks. If I was a betting man.
I got a hot take.
What? What's up?
I'm going to say with 100.
Like, I, what, with 100?
I was thinking that too. Broke.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to tell you why. We've seen too many niggas get close recently.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Back in the day, you probably get like a 50-point game, you know, mm-hmm. a 40-point game. Like, okay. Back in the day, 40. Like, in the 2000s, like, everybody was like getting 40. Like, oh, shit, a nigga got 40. Like, mm-hmm. we treated 40 like it was a big deal.
For
back
sure.
Back in the 90s, we treated 30-point games like it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Niggas nowadays, like, on a regular, how many 50-point games we got this season? This season alone.
Over 10.
Yeah.
We got, like, mad 50-point games. Mm-hmm. Nigga, we get niggas with 50-point triple-doubles, 60-point triple-doubles, and shit like that. Like,
boy, Luka almost had a 70-point triple-double.
Oh, yeah, that shit was crazy.
That's crazy.
That shit was crazy.
Then you also got to take into account, like, I think it was the same day or, like, days apart, like, the same week.
No, it was the same week. I know what you're talking about.
Talking about Embiid.
70-60 mm-hmm. on two different, yeah, it was the same night.
For sure.
Like, Embiid had 70.
Yeah, I remember 60. That. I remember
and
that.
And two days later, Cat had 60. Yep. And the same day, Luka had
73. That shit is crazy.
That is
so
crazy.
Hey, so quick question. If it was broken, who you think would be the player to do it?
That's good. That's.
Bro, it's really possible that anybody. Because, like, Dame had 70 last year. Then, right after him, Donovan Mitchell had 70. So, like, it just really depends. If I was a betting man,
it's in between two people for me.
Okay.
My first person is Luka.
Luka, definitely.
I was going to say Luka, one. Yeah. Luka number one.
Luka might really crack that shit for real. I can really see Luka getting
for sure.
Luka number one, and my second option is a kid in middle school right now. I don't know a name. I just know.
Oh, you just saying like a random nigga.
Hell yeah, man. The shooting they got too much better, and that's all folks practice on now is shots.
Yeah.
We just seen them go off in the tournament.
Yeah.
Taking goddamn mail, like he's 10
what's
ten
his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but he's gonna get drafted.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
I don't know, but he getting drafted.
It's crazy because, like, you would think the way today's game is nowadays, mm-hmm. with everybody being able to be an elite shooter and stuff like that, you would think Steph would have got close.
Yeah.
Steph cracked 60 once.
The only way, the only reason Steph haven't got close because niggas double teaming Steph off.
I would say
off streams and everything.
I feel like also the way Steph plays, Steph don't play like he is the only nigga on the court type of thing. Like,
because they double. Steph see more doubles than anybody.
True.
Used to be Bron. But this nigga Steph getting doubled at half court.
I'm trying to see if I can think of anybody else that could be close.
It will take a lot of free throws.
To get
100. Yeah.
It will take a lot of free throws.
Take a lot of free throws, yeah.
I do agree. I don't see Dame doing it.
Fuck no. Career over.
I'm going to tell you somebody who I think can do it. Not, like, definitively, but has a chance. Giannis.
Fuck no.
100? I don't know about 100.
Fuck no.
That nigga just run and dunk all the fuck whole no. game? Yeah.
Fuck no.
It depends on... Hit me out. Mm-mm. It depends on who they play. If they play somebody, like, super ass and ain't got no big...
He got to...
contain him in the paint.
Name a team.
He can run through them.
Name a team.
Right now?
He's on two teams you can name.
Toronto being one.
No, I disagree. No,
I don't think so.
I disagree.
Trying to think of who else. I would say Detroit, but...
No,
Durant. I would say Durant a big... That's a big Durant, nigga.
Yeah,
that's a big nigga, bro.
Yep.
Damn. I'm trying to think of like somebody super ass.
Washington.
Oh, for sure.
Washington and Portland. Only two teams.
Yeah.
I like the two.
I agree with that.
I like
the way the league is, when you get up by 50,
they're not going to let you do it. Which is why I feel like Luka could do it because, like, Luka play during blowouts. Like, when they be damn near up by 30, bro, Luka's going to be in the game. Like,
yeah.
He'll still play. Like, Jason Kidd will still leave him on the floor.
Oh, for sure.
Because, I mean, honestly, really, in today's league, for sure, no lead is safe.
Nah.
Like, we've seen.
I mean, that's basketball in general, because basketball is a game of runs anyway. So, it depends on the matchups of how the coaches want to, like, basically pick, try to see. It's a game of adjustments and matchups. Because
I'm not
going to
lie, watching y'all play yesterday.
Yes.
I thought y'all was finna blow it.
I did too.
I thought y'all was finna blow it.
We was up 18 and lost the league in the third quarter.
When I watched the last couple of minutes of the fourth, and Jose end up hitting the three.
Yes, it's over.
I said it's over. I know, like, fuck these niggas ain't finna lose, bro.
Over.
That shit had me. I was really
Zion pulled his hamstring.
Yeah.
Lord.
That was, by the grace of God.
He saved us.
Yes.
For sure he did.
I don't wish injuries on nobody.
Me either.
But
I hate he got hurt.
Yeah.
I hate it, guys. That was lucky. I feel now. I feel like that seven places is bullshit now.
Because
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, but it's part of the game.
I hate it for him.
But I'm gonna keep it.
He finally had a good game.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it a being with you. I hate it for different reasons. I hate it for now. We might not get a playoff run with them niggas, bro. Mm-hmm. And all three of them niggas like healthy at the same time. Like,
I mean, kind of not.
Well, not at full strength, but all three of them on the court.
Oh, yeah, pull a hamstring, ain't gonna take.
True, but I'm saying
he a big nigga.
But it's gonna cost him next game. They gonna need him for Sabonis. They gonna need him, bro.
Yeah, for Sabonis. Yeah, Sabonis.
They definitely gonna need. They gonna need a body on that nigga, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. So,
cause man,
they got Valanciunas.
All right. Okay.
You know him better than I do.
You ever tell how sorry Valanciunas is, bro?
He got benched.
Let me listen
for Larry Nance.
Let me tell facts. Damn. Let me tell how bad Valanciunas is because you don't bet. You don't do that prize.
Of course.
That nigga rebounds last night was at 5.
Mm-hmm.
5.
He got 4.
No, he ended up getting
he had 5 offensive rebounds yesterday.
He had 6 rebounds. He covered his rebounds mm-hmm. in the first quarter. It's just the fact that his point was so set low.
Yeah.
Mm. Like his point, rebound, and assist combined was 13.5. I looked at it, I was like, nigga, that's way too. Like I seen Gucci, mm-hmm. I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was too skeptical. I was like, why is it so low? Like,
because he didn't play that many minutes the game before. Yeah. That's why they had it that low.
But I was like, bro. And then, like I said, the nigga ended up coming. I was like, damn, I should have took it. But
I ended up taking
Zion's rebounds in the first quarter, and he ended up covering that shit with ease. Like, they had that 1.5. He ended up getting 4. So.
For sure.
The man averaged 10 points a quarter.
Crazy.
That's crazy. That's wild, bro.
But yeah, I think what record would be broke.
That assist record dead.
Nah, okay. I think that's
it. I disagree.
Who the fuck gonna get 30?
Luka.
Everybody on Dallas got to be clicking on all cylinders.
Luka is just not so good.
It's not impossible.
It's not impossible at all.
Due to the fact of all the weapons mm-hmm. that Luka has now.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And what he can get in the future.
Yeah, that too. Like, mm-hmm. like you got Kyrie. Oh, Kyrie yeah. over. Carry a bucket by himself.
Yeah, you can get
Kyrie
10 off him, but off rip. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, then ever since he got Dan Gafford, this nigga been adding like Andy with Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah.
What's the center name? Lively,
yep.
Yeah, the rookie.
PJ Washington.
Yeah,
then you got Dante Exum.
Still got Tim Hardaway Jr. You know what I mean?
He can be in the corner somewhere just lurking.
Yeah.
Good boy.
Like, he...
Weapons.
He got weapons.
Yeah, he definitely
does. That's in 5. Dallas and 5. That's all we're saying. Dallas and 5.
I can really see. Was it 33 assists? Or 30?
Oh, it was just 30 assists. 30, yep, 30.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
God.
That's a lot.
Like,
who got close to it?
Because you got to think about it, too. Like, Bron's career high in assists. He just got his new career high.
Nah.
At 17. 17 his career high.
No, he tied it.
I thought it was his. Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
I think his career high, like 19.
The way they was talking, it made it seem like this was it.
No, it was it for the Lakers.
That's what it was.
For the Lakers.
Okay.
And Cleveland? The bitch had about 20.
I think the closest I've ever seen someone get to that was probably Russ with the Nip game.
Nah.
Somebody had more than 20?
Yeah.
Somebody had, yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
Rondo. Sure. If anybody
Rondo,
else, Rondo might
Steve
be.
Nash. Steve Nash had 20 twins in the playoff.
Yep.
Yes. He had 20 twins in the playoffs.
Shit, it might be, who next on the list? It might be John Stockton. Might be, I don't know.
Yeah, he probably got a lot. He had a lot of goddamn 17s and shit.
Yeah.
You forgetting about that fast-paced offense they had in Phoenix.
That is true. Okay, never mind. Now, with the rest of the record, so obviously we all agree on Will.
Cool. I agree on Will, yeah. Cool. I agree on Will.
We ain't seen 11 rings.
We not seeing that. That dead.
No, that 11 rings dead.
That's
I don't really think.
But
cause what the fuck?
What?
No! Why did you do that? Why did you do that?
You said 11 rings, bro.
He said that's so. What is? You like making me work, don't you? Like, you like putting my edit. Why are you trying to test me to be a good editor or something? Like, why would you
take that out?
Why would I keep it? Fuck,
it's
talking
the
about?
Truth.
All right, bro. Please. Don't worry about it, fool. This is all the way out just did. But I think the league now is gaining so much balance.
Oh, yeah.
in order to where we ain't gonna see, hey, we might not see a three-peat for a long time.
Yeah, I agree.
I ain't even gonna lie.
I agree.
Oh, God.
We might see a repeat, but a three-peat, that shit over. Like, we might not see that shit for a minute.
Because we see now players on my teaming up, like, hey, we gotta be.
Then not, also, not for nothing, like, so far this decade, even though it's only been like 4 years so far, like, it's been a different champion every year.
Mm-hmm.
Five.
Yeah, yep. it's been a different champion each year.
Yeah,
I see.
Yep. Lakers.
No, go back.
Oh, you want what? Starting with
Golden Toronto? State.
Yeah,
Toronto.
Lakers. Bucks.
Yeah.
And the Warriors.
Warriors. Then Nuggets.
That's
yep.
six.
Yeah, six.
And the gap between Golden State was like what?
What do you mean?
The from the last ring to their most current
about 3-4 years.
Yeah. Because only the Lakers in Toronto
2018 won. 2018
no, three. 20, three. It was 4 years.
No, 2018's ring.
That's what I'm saying. It was 4 years.
So, yeah.
Toronto, Lakers,
yeah.
Bucks, and then them again.
That's a decent little gap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They had a whole new team.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, when you take that into account, like, I don't really see no one team in the NBA just dominating.
Yeah.
To that magnitude where, like, niggas just gonna be just repeating over and over. Cause it's only so many teams that's ass.
And I'm gonna tell you another main reason too. We don't have a main number one.
No.
Nah.
It can flip.
Yeah.
Like,
especially how the West going. The West is crazy, bro.
We gonna get to a time where like damn near everybody gonna have a ring in the league
for sure.
Blame
Bron for that too.
this gonna be after he leaves.
Blame Bron for that too.
Like no, for real. Like after he leaves,
hey, Bron be retired for 10 years. They're like, man, Ant got 2 rings on Bron ass.
This nigga lame in hell.
Y'all lame. Y'all be saying that dumb shit.
I don't say shit like that, bro. But
he got a ring in Bron era. He got a ring in Bron era. Nigga say Paul Pierce got a ring in Bron era when Kobe was still in the finals. That's crazy. That's crazy.
But he had to get through Bron to get there, though.
Yeah, with three niggas.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. The man went 7 games against the Celtics. And his second best player with Delonte West, a fucking crackhead.
Hey, bro.
A fucking crackhead.
He won a crackhead at the time.
He was a crackhead and he was, I ain't gonna say that.
He was that man's stepdaddy. Fuck you talking about, nigga. Yeah.
Hey, leave this out. Because I don't know what this shit is. I was about to say he was
but you'll keep.
Yeah.
But you'll keep that shit was.
This man break. Next to me wild, bro.
that's that DJ shit.
Look, that is hilarious.
I want no problem with it. No. I want to do business with them.
Oh, God.
Jose Calderon, we ain't got to talk about.
Fuck that.
Yeah, we ain't got to talk about
that. Also, is that for the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Because I don't know for no damn game. I was like, I haven't seen people.
No, he started D.O. making like 104 straight.
Yep. Man, that's crazy.
And he probably missed probably 2 or 3 that whole season.
That's crazy. That's an underrated attribute, bro. Like, bro, hitting free throws, especially in clutch.
Nigga be adding like free throws easy to hit. Though.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Free throws are not easy. Bro, you see how to shoot them bitches.
From playing basketball, bro, being at that line in a crucial moment.
Bro, it's pressure,
thinking,
bro.
You're like, I done hit these bitches 100 times.
Oh, God.
Like, shit, I can't miss.
That shit tough.
And you'll fuck around and goddamn.
Crank that motherfucker. Bro,
short arm that bitch.
But look. Ain't even the clank ones for me. It's the ones you shoot and it look good and you rim right motherfucking out. I want to cry, boy.
That's the killer right there.
Yeah, like,
boy. I got to make this next one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that
you pressure, really thinking, like, I got to make
that
this
pressure
next
real,
one.
Bro.
And then you know, bop.
But you feel like you got to shit now.
Yeah.
After you missed that first one.
Yeah, nah, but my air ball was worse.
That was on you, fool.
I'm sorry, that was crazy.
You shouldn't have did that, bro.
I had all the confidence in the world. I gonna drip that bitch,
bro. He pulled a Carlton fool at a basketball. His last game.
You know how high school gyms are.
Yeah.
You got the 3-point line. You got the line behind that.
Yeah, yep.
I was behind the line.
Oh.
So when he passed that bitch to me, I shot it. And that bitch right in front of the rim,
bro. His last game in high school, senior night, bro.
The coach on some bullshit.
Nigga pulled a Carlton, bro. The nigga looking at the ball just. That night was still crazy,
bro. I'm talking about nigga stood up like, oh shit, and I missed that bitch, and he was like, take him out. I'm like, fuck. Jersey off.
Damn.
Yeah, back to last episode. I used to have a dream about that shit too. I swear to God.
Missing the shot.
Hell yeah. Swear to God. I had that dream. I had that dream about 3 or 4 times, bro.
Oh God. That's crazy. I had the same motherfucking dream.
Boy, that shit hurt, boy.
Shit.
Because man. You missed the shot, bro.
Because, bro, that was my last home game. Like, I pulled a Klay Thompson.
I pulled a Klay Thompson. It's crazy.
Had an offer out that bitch.
That nigga really had a goose egg. Like, dead ass. That nigga really
had a goose egg,
bro. Like, that might be his last game as a Warrior.
Yes, man. It is.
Yeah.
That's all we got for that. We all agree on Luka 100.
Yeah, I agree with Luka 100. Yeah.
I don't think anything else going to take. Leave in the comments what y'all think, you know what I'm saying.
For you sports people. Yeah. Sorry, Kiki. I know we ain't talking about whatever state
y'all feel like, you know, could be broken by now.
Let's see what I them pull. Favorite song lyric?
Favorite song lyric?
Metro, shut your whole ass and play some drums, nigga.
That's a good one.
That's a crazy one.
That is a crazy one. Favorite song lyric? Cause I,
you know what? I know mine.
Off the top of my,
I was gonna pull.
Please don't say bleed, bitch, bleed.
No, this nigga. Yeah. I'm gonna pull a music topic. I mean, yeah, music topic, and I'm gonna play Kim, and it's gonna be funny. But no, I know mine though. Like, I can't say it's my favorite, but it's the first one popped in my head.
Okay.
Oh, we doing a song though? We going?
You want to play a song?
I mean, so y'all remember on Bun B and Lil Wayne days, right?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Damn on Cole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wayne lyrics, both of his verses was like so fucking dumb, bruh. So dumb. Like, bruh, play it. Play it. Play it.
I remember this.
Classic.
Yeah.
See, when I got Mercedes money, I went and got a Mercedes. When I got that Bentley money, I went and got that Bentley. Now, Bean helped me make it. Don't tell me how to spin it. And yes, I know the rules. Never marry Robin Gibbons. My son Rawa over bitches. So we call them bitches cheeses. Lambo leaping that pussy like in Green Bay. Lambo sweeping white sugar on the freeway. And I'm riding dirty cause I'm so UGK. 1, 2, 3, wait. 4, 4 makes 8. 9 times out of 10 it's 11 or 12 games. That's the day that hell raised. But y'all boys too weak. Like 14 days. I'm so clean, why wouldn't I be? I be with Ben Frank so much, he's starting to look like me. I'ma smoke my weed, cause I don't wanna smoke yours. And I pour 4 every time I pour. Like,
bitch,
we ain't talking about this, we ain't talking about shit. I woke up this morning, eyes half closed. I look into the mirror and say, damn, I'm cold.
Where do we even sound like a Wayne bird? I mean, like a Bun B song.
Cause, nah, it don't. But skip to that last verse.
See, when I got that slab money, I put the. Look
at the. Y'all fuck with Bun?
I fuck with him. I think Bun started it off and Wayne finished that bit. No, they both were mixing in there.
Yeah, bounce back.
He do got nice ass flow though. I can't lie.
Yeah.
Sound like Nike. Could it
be this name.
That's crazy, bro.
Starting to feel a breeze and the temperature's going down. Best to get you some sleeves and you best to get you some jeans.
Or you lose your control and we turn your whole neighborhood into the North.
Like fire, machine gun. I am a a beast. Money machine. F-U-C-K-C-O-P's. I say I know when they say freeze. Yeah.
I know.
Okay, you out of that loop. No pussies, no rats, no Tom and Jerry show. And I woke up this morning.
That's the first time somebody ever said no pussy, no rash, no Tom and Jerry. The first time anybody said that shit. Now you hear rappers saying that shit every now and then.
Yep.
That nigga went dumb. I first heard that shit looking like, oh my God. And this is like 2006.
No, that ain't what I pulled up.
What would it say?
And I was just finna say that. It says funny that as I was listening to the song, I pulled up the date. It said it got released in 2013. Unless.
Nah.
I would say unless that's when it got dropped on streaming.
Nah.
That's probably when they uploaded to.
Streaming and shit?
Nah.
Maybe, yeah. Because is it on the official.
That's on Apple.
I think.
Yeah.
I think that was before, right after. Right before, right after Pimp C died.
Let me see real quick. Because I'm curious. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I was saying, this is when Wayne was still hot. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, 2013? I was like, hold up,
no. Nah, hell no. That's not hell no. That's
I was saying, like, no, Wayne, in my eyes, by then, mm-hmm. Wayne didn't fell off. So
yeah,
I was
releasing
like,
the weight.
I was like, no, where in the hell that nigga was that cold back then? Pun intended, but. No, but that's the Wayne that I know and love and remember.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, those are like, sometimes when he'll drop a bar and then he'll come later. Like, I know this is kind of like an easy bar, but. My brain didn't react to it until like 3 bars later. Mm-hmm. They said y'all niggas 2 week, like 14 days.
Yes.
Cause I was too busy still counting.
Yeah, he was doing the numbers.
He was doing
yeah.
the numbers shit. So like by the time he got there, I was like, oh shit.
This nigga's so dumb.
No, but I was counting in my head. I really wasn't even keeping up with the bars at the time.
Sense
I was,
too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Nigga
yeah.
fucking goat, bruh.
So what's the lyric, nigga? Like you just gave me the verse.
That's the whole all of it, nigga.
The whole thing?
All of it.
Wayne niggas just love
that. You can't pick a certain Wayne lyric, bruh.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I love pussy. Then who the fuck is
that's crazy.
About?
That's crazy.
This nigga he ain't say bar. He say lyric.
He said lyric.
Lyric, bar, lyric, same fucking
it's,
difference.
It's not the same thing. Lyric is the whole song. To be honest.
Yeah.
When you search lyric, nigga, they gonna post the whole song. They're not gonna post parts of the song.
Man, nigga, lame in hell, bro.
Nigga, you wrote it.
I know what the fuck I wrote. And I know what I meant, nigga. The fuck.
Though we can read minds off a goddamn word.
Get the fuck out of here. What show is for? Lyric. You play a song? Anything?
Oh shit, that's a good one. Though I'm trying to think. Cause
y'all listen to a lot of niggas, so I know y'all brain got to go deep with
man. Guys, it's like
not only that he rap too, so yeah, you know he can make reference his own shit. You know,
well I don't want to reference my own shit because
look at him
you
trying
know,
to be modest.
I ain't trying to be modest.
I was the same way though.
I ain't modest. It's just like
I told y'all. I'm telling y'all. I was thinking about that shit when I went back and listened mm-hmm. to the pod. I was like, bruh, I might need to try that rap shit just one time, just once. Because I
gotta hear you rap, bro.
Bro, it's just so much creativity. For his own way.
Bitch!
Bro. No, we not doing that. Stop! I'm making that a drop. I'm making it a drop.
Please.
I got to.
Please.
I gotta find the video. I'm gonna make that shit please. A drop. No bullshit. I'm gonna make that shit a drop. No lie. But yeah, what song or what lyric that you possibly
come up with? I don't know. Like, That's tough. That's tough because it's so many.
That's why you randomly grab something, bro. That's a difficult one. So I'm pretty sure my favorite lyric probably ain't even come from Wayne, but that's the first one popped in my head.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. When it comes to cold lyrics, though, the first song
we
that
don't
do,
talk about cold on this podcast.
Yes, we do. Fuck, nigga.
So, what's your favorite lyric? I apologize to Kendrick Lamar. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I ain't say cold. I said cold.
Oh,
but
sorry.
I mean, we want to speak on cold. Now, if you want to speak on cold, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying, my favorite bar from cold. I ain't going to say my favorite bar, but one of the bars that pop up in my head, and it pisses me off after I heard that apology because I thought this bar was cold as fuck. He said, I'm still the hardest nigga on the planet. That's from January 1st until the ball drop. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I really like that bar because I was like, oh, this nigga talking his shit.
I had to think you about it too, looking like that nigga year round.
Yeah, exactly.
That's year round.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So when I first heard that shit, I said, fuck yeah. Cause I was starting sliding. I said, all right, Cole might actually destroy this nigga, bro. And then came out with that apology. I was like, God damn it, I want to flip a table.
I be trying to tell niggas, bro, like when I heard that nigga apologize, I thought about that nigga masters, bro. He mastering psychology, bro.
Yeah.
He doing this shit so niggas can start talking, bro.
I'm gonna tell you right now, he meant it. And I'm gonna leave it at that. He meant the apology.
I think he meant the apology, but at the same time,
he ain't gonna lay down.
No. It's not what you think it is, I promise you. After doing some digging, it ain't that. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Man, he turned into Jehovah's Witness, bro. I'm gonna have to think twice.
It ain't that either, but.
Fuck all that spiritual shit, bro.
Fuck all that spiritual shit, man. We want bars, nigga. 16 of them.
And you know what? And I don't mind not ever doing business with that guy. But yeah. Rick Ross is so fucking lame.
White boy.
The white boy shit white that boy. You got an old plane. Yeah. You need to worry about your plane. You got a nose job. Bro, it's music. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Nah, bro. Back in the day, the niggas beef was different, nigga. Ice Cube got on them niggas for fucking up Bad Business.
I understand, but get what he did. He said that shit in a song. He didn't make a video talking about these niggas like that.
No, you must have hit the end of the song. The nigga was talking about the nose job and the fake abs and all this.
I understand
shit
that. I heard the song, but don't keep making a video after video after video saying the same shit.
Oh, you're new to this, then, huh? You must wasn't there for that 50 beef.
Different.
No, God would say 50
and Ja Rule.
No, I'm talking about the 50 and Rick Ross beef.
Like, 50,
yeah, 50 is a complete troll.
Bro, 50 posted this nigga baby mama sex tape.
I mean, 50 different, bro.
Yeah, then, 50 is
I
different.
See why he got shot 1,500 times. Bro.
Oh, God. Nigga still walking. Nigga still walking. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He's a walking shoot me.
I don't say that, bro, look,
I don't want no problem with 50. He dig up shit.
He dig dirt like a mother.
He dig dirt.
He did lose that beef though. He lost to Rick Ross. That's the shocking part.
But I just want to hear rap. I mean, 50.
I like some of my rap with a little troll. Like troll with my rap a little bit.
Bro, I'm not finna keep talking. I'm not finna make.
Especially in this day and age.
I'm like, not finna make five videos talking about a nigga nose in an old plane, bro.
Yes, man. I am. White boy.
That's lame.
I'm sorry.
First of all, if that's lame, call me lame. He wasn't a white boy when he would help making you money.
Yes, he was. White boy.
He wasn't a white boy when he was making you money.
Fuck that. He was white boy.
I don't even know where the hell the beef started from.
See, you got to go down that rabbit hole.
You know what? I don't care. I just want to hear music.
Yeah, for sure.
I just want to hear music.
I don't know if I want to hear music anymore. All this shit seem like AI now. I don't know what
song is real. Oh, God. I done heard a lot of Kendrick AIs.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point, I don't know what song is real, what song is fake. I don't know nothing no more. Like, everything seemed like smoke and mirrors at this point.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Like when niggas lame with the AI shit though.
When I first heard the
Drake, that shit is lame, bro.
Yeah, when I first heard the Drake song, I thought it was fake. I didn't really believe it at first.
Because
we don't know Drake to be like direct like that.
Shit.
Nah,
these niggas have made two albums about me and I'm not gonna be direct. Kendrick that came from? No, hell no. I'm direct as fuck.
Nah, bro. Drake ain't never been this direct.
Because niggas ain't never came at Drake like that besides Pusha T. And he mentioned the man's song and Meek Mills. We don't want to talk about Meek Mills. This nigga dropped the Undertaker theme, bro.
That's unforgettable.
He killed himself when I heard that doom. Oh, shit.
Yep.
He done lost. He rapping about shit. And the first thing nigga said was somebody he raised. What the fuck that got to do with the rap beat, bro?
Oh, God, bro.
Like, and they always going to talk about his rolling and how many racks he got in his pocket.
Bro, and that's another thing I hate about rappers. When you beefing with niggas, who cares about what money you have in your pocket?
And another thing.
I'm talking, if I got more money than you, I'm going to tell you, bro. Y'all know I like calling this joke anyway, so that's my bad.
The one thing about Meek Mill, too, with his diss, bro, he ain't come straight in rapping. He had to do all that damn talking. Like, it's like, when you do all that damn talking, it feels like you already lost his beat because you trying to, I don't know, bro. Yeah, you trying to build the shit up.
You got
to
think about it, bro. You leave a Diddy party, shit like that happened. Ain't no party like a Diddy party, man.
I'm going to talk about what happened. Yeah, man. That's crazy.
I'm just going to talk my shit.
Brown went too now.
Brown went with Savannah.
So what that supposed to mean?
Yeah, auntie ain't having it.
All right. You don't know that, fool. Might want to ease up.
Nah, I mean,
ease up on
we don't know shit now. You just want some bad shit to happen.
I really don't.
Well, shut the fuck up.
What are we talking about? I want the raps too, but like I said, I like my shit with a little
man. Mixed. What's your favorite lyric?
Bitch, I'm still looking. Don't,
oh my god,
literally bro. Trying to drag conversation.
No, don't drag my conversation because you gonna piss me off, and then I'm gonna flip the whole table over, and then I'm gonna have to pick all this shit up. Okay, I'm not gonna flip the table. First of all, it's heavy.
First of all,
this bitch is heavy. It's too expensive and heavy. So in my mind, I'm just gonna chunk this motherfucker.
I'm gonna use this song, even though I don't really care for this artist that much, but I'm gonna use this song. No, because this is probably my favorite song from this artist. One,
okay.
Two, it's probably the best way to fit me, also.
This nigga been play single ladies.
Do a fuck. I'm not gonna do it.
That is crazy.
No, not playing single ladies. But I'm just.
The nigga say put a ring on it. Your favorite lyric, put a ring on it.
Anyway,
oh man,
no further ado, because I'm not
fucking. Oh, hear that.
But no further ado, bro. Hear my song, bro. You might know it when you first hear. You might not. We'll see.
Top of the dome with the drum, yeah. I know like hell. He ain't playing no Wale in here.
I told you, I said it's an artist I really don't care for, but like, this okay. Is one of my favorite Wale songs.
I mean, Wale is for the bitches.
Ah! Damn, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Why were all bobbing my head, too? That's crazy. You don't fuck Wale either?
Nah,
I understand. Shot for all of
shots coming out. This is the last time I heard Wale for real. Like, after I ain't hear nothing that says More About Nothing. I don't go back and listen to nothing.
Oh,
like,
for sure. More About Nothing. That's why I don't listen to it on Apple Music because they ain't put all the songs in there.
Oh, no. I still got the old shit.
Yeah, I got it too. I got it on my hard drive, on my laptop. Make some moves. Now I'm known to spit December and June. Ran it a cuckoo. Met me a chick. Always keep a rubber. Word Italian kids. If you gon' do what you gon' do, it go handle your biz. Or smoke some perp. First time I heard Wale was Nike Boots.
I think that's probably everybody's first song. Yeah.
Not mine. It's be great. It's nothing
to be famous. You ain't never heard Nike Boots with Lil Wayne on it?
Mm-mm.
Bruh. Now, that one of my favorite Wayne verses.
My first time hearing Wale with a guy named Roscoe Dash.
Oh, wow. So I know hands?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
We try and be. It's simple. Fuck fame. Fuck money. Fuck everything anyone can take from me. See, it ain't hard to make money. I'm a young nigga. Trying to be legendary. Thanks. We even got to go to the rest of the song. Yeah. It's self-explanatory.
I'm glad that shit old, because we talked through that herb, the whole verse.
I mean, I ain't give a fuck about the verse. I just wanted to play the hook. I just
skipped to the hook.
Nah, we ain't doing that. Nah, we sat there and had to listen to a little bit of Bun B. You think I want for them to play this whole goddamn Wale verse? What the fuck is you talking about?
Man.
But
that's just funny as
that song. Bun B legendary, though.
Wow, that's true. But still. But damn, for those that don't know this song, that is Wale legendary. I feel like self-explanatory. I'm just a young nigga just trying to be legendary, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Where about fame, money, riches, like all that shit come with territory. Like, you can't be legendary without it. You know what I'm saying? So, You can't name one legend that's broke and not famous. That's not on the street, like, not no street legend on some he a game banger or a drug dealer or drug head. Like, drug addicts legends too in the street, low key. Not for you. Everybody know a known crackhead.
I don't know a crackhead.
You know somebody on drugs from down
there,
boy.
I mean, my uncle, but he got off.
I bet.
He ain't known, though. I just know him because he family.
That's different. But everybody got, like, there's always one known crackhead in
the hood. I mean, we had a family crackhead. No, he got killed, though. Yeah, he got hit on the horse.
Mm-hmm. And I think I know you're talking about, too.
No, you don't.
Oh, never mind.
Then. You got hit on the horse?
Bro, nigga.
That just sounds crazy. Bro,
the nigga was trying to get clean, right? So he stopped doing drugs. And he just wanted to ride his horse at night. Who rides a horse at 12 o'clock at night? I don't know.
Pause.
No, fuck that. He was riding a horse. Somebody was coming from the club, speeding, hit him in the curve, kept going.
Hit the horse?
Hit him and both of them died. On the side of the road, just dead. Hold up, I'm lying. He died in the hospital. The horse was on the side of the road dead. But he died in the hospital.
How hard did you have to hit the fucking horse?
I don't know, but it fucked him up.
That's crazy.
It fucked him up.
Damn.
And then
R.I.P. to the man and the horse though.
Yeah, man.
My uncle, him, they were like best friends, right? So my uncle, he was walking around the house singing Dead and Gone.
Oh, God. my God.
My cousin was...
I'm not supposed to be laughing at this, but goddamn, bro. Oh, me, did it go? Did it go?
Chill.
Oh, God, bro. Yo.
He was crying.
Nope, not laughing.
Yo. Oh, my God.
My stomach hurts.
Y'all niggas are foul, dog.
That is fucked up, man. I just pitched that in my ear, bro. I can't stop. God damn. Bro, oh, that's terrible.
You would have thought we would have thought doing crack. Nope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
Get out of here.
Yep.
You done. Being stupid.
God damn, bro. That is crazy.
Oh, shit. Oh, bro, the crackhead. You brought the crackhead. Oh, shit.
Crack kills and so does horses, apparently.
But when you involve a car. It really gets spooky.
Oh, shit. Oh. Boy, hell no. This boy.
Bro, I can't listen to that song without laughing, bro.
Man, I was still that shit. Hey, I might play that motherfucker in the car. I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. Just. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. That is hilarious.
This concludes this episode of Out of the Head.
Don't y'all judge me either, bro. Everybody know a crackhead. A crackhead dying is kind of.
Like I said, they hood legends low.
I know a couple of them. I still got slapped.
Rich, Chris. I know you know.
Man, it's one I got a slap because he half did my grandma's yard, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna put him on blast like that. You know what I'm saying?
But they'll watch the fuck out of the car, bro. I swear to God,
nigga. I swear to God, like real quick before we outro, real quick, bro. I went to the gas station by the house.
Mm.
Nigga was like, bro, I ran out of money. Can you buy me some body cream? He said, buy me so I agree with my old lady. So I was like, man, put it on the counter, bro. He's like, man, I appreciate it, man. Hey, I'll come to the house or whatever. He didn't even know where the fuck I stay. Mm-hmm. I stay on the road from this nigga, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, he was like, where you stay, bro? I come to the house, got a pressure washer, got da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, fam, I stayed. I said, you know right here stay? He was like, yeah, I know right here. I said, nigga, I stay with you. like fam.
Well, this nigga gave a crackhead his address.
Oh, hell
but
no.
No,
the nigga done knocked on the door a few times and offered to cut the grass. Just nigga just don't realize I live there.
Yeah.
You feel me? So he knew I lived there already. Just he don't remember me.
So did he do the yard work?
He has done it before. He ain't done it recently.
Did he do it for the ice cream?
Oh, no. I want a nigga doing no yard work or working on my damn car.
For ice cream?
No. He got
it. Bro, if I'm buying somebody else ice cream, bro, yes, you got to cut my grass.
Bro, I'm just doing a good deed, bro. I'm just doing God's work.
God ain't tell you to buy that shit for that crackhead.
Wow.
God said get him crack.
That was how not to smoke crack.
Oh, my God.
But, DJ, we appreciate having you.
I mean, I appreciate y'all having me back, man. It's always a pleasure, brother.
You got anything coming up? You know what I'm saying? I know you've been in the works making music.
I mean, you know, I got some... recently I got, and shit. Yeah, I got some... I got some singles dropping. I'm trying to drop a single every month. So, you know, I got some singles dropping.
I see you working with a couple of people.
Yeah. For sure.
He still ain't sent me a beat.
Man, hey, bro. Look, I said, man, what kind of music you want to do? He's like, man, I don't know. Just send me something. I send him some, man, it's too slow. I send him some, man, it's too fast. I'm like, ah, shit.
You a I got a whole notebook full of raps.
If you send me something, I need like a first, so I can know, okay. you know how you going.
Also, I see you trying to punch in type shit.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah, I'll figure something out. We're going to figure something out, bro. Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
When you leave?
I'm here till Friday.
Oh, what's up?
Yeah, for sure. We'll figure something out. Yeah. Even if I could send you something, you just, you know what I'm saying? We'll figure something out.
It ain't gonna take long to get it back.
Hell no.
if only. I'm gonna just leave it at that.
If only.
If only.
I know you're going.
Yeah. If only.
For sure.
It is what it is.
Because he. No. The beats he did send me.
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing that shit at the Y. I was going over and looking like, these hoes cold.
Nah.
I'm recording, no bitches. Still? I'm gonna take your name out, but I'm recording.
You gonna take the drop off?
Hell yeah, I'm taking that shit out.
That's crazy.
I don't pay for it. No, I can do what I want to do with it.
Man, it is awesome.
That is true.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah.
That shit, yeah.
I don't know how he'll receive that, but fine.
Don't give a shit.
Say less. But thank you, DJ, once again.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
Don't, when you get back home to Kansas City, just stay out of the shootout, stay away.
Hey, man, I go to work and go home. That's all I do. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty much the way I'm saying.
I might fuck a little white bitch too here and down there. But it's all good.
You know what I'm saying? Snow bunny in the summertime.
I'm saying, is it predominantly more white women?
It's diverse. It's very diverse. Gotcha. Yeah, it's diverse. Very diverse. Asians, Mexicans, white women. You got some midges. African women.
Yeah, midgets.
Probably got some midgets out there.
Can't say that word.
Can't say midgets?
No.
Why the fuck not?
Little people. Y'all call them little people, man.
Fucking midgets.
You got little hands. They come around drinking big, big lies.
DJ, you got anything else, bro?
Nah, man, I'm good. DJ got a T-ball game about 30 minutes. So
for sure.
Make that.
Do your thing, man.
On that note, I'm $1 million Time.
I'm DJ The Click.
And we out.
Yeah, man.